Dear friends in Christ, Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The baby was born. Mother was all right, and son was wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Shepherds had come to see the baby, and everything was okay. Now Joseph may not have understood everything that was happening, the importance of this crying, kicking baby lying before him, but he knew something big was happening. God had assured him through the angel's message that something big was going on. The baby would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And God had been with Joseph. God had been with Mary. And now God was lying before them in the manger. Emmanuel was before them, and everything was okay. But just a few months prior, everything was not okay. At least that's how things appeared to Joseph, for he found himself in a bad situation. Mary, his betrothed wife, was pregnant, and he was not the father. Now, he was stuck in a tough spot. Legally, he was obliged to uphold God's law, which condemned adultery. But mercifully, he did not want to bring further shame and disgrace to Mary. He was caught between these two sides of the dilemma. What does he do? If this young man ever needed God to show up in his life, this would have been the time. He needed God to be with him that moment. So was God with Joseph? Was God with Mary? Was God with their families? And was God even with his people, the people of Israel? God had not spoken to his people through one of his prophets for 400 years. And during that time, the Jews had been ruled by the Persians, and then they were conquered by the Greeks, and then the Romans. Their temple had been desecrated by unclean and ungodly sacrifices. The Jewish people were caught up in rebellions and civil wars. And their own people were divided into several religious and political factions. Many sold out to the ruling powers while others resisted via violence. Harassed from external powers and divided by internal splinter groups, did not appear as if God, the God of Israel, was in fact with the people of Israel. For 400 years, God had remained silent. Was God with them? The people of Israel longed for their God. They longed for Yahweh to come and save them from their hardships. They longed for Emmanuel, the one named God with us, to be with them. The words of the Advent hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, echo the words of the prophet Isaiah. And they speak to events that happened to Israel prior to God's 400 years of silence, to the times when the Israelites were attacked by the global powers of Assyria and Babylon. And the Israelites had largely forgotten about God by worshiping false gods. And so God led these superpowers to attack his own people in order to punish them and lead them back to him. And the Israelites were eventually led into captivity, living as exiles in Babylon. Had God abandoned them then? Was God still with them? While in exile, the people of Israel longed for their God. They longed for Yahweh to come and save them from their hardships. They longed for Emmanuel, God with us, to be with them. O come, Emmanuel. But as bad as Israel's situation was, that wasn't their biggest problem. As bad as it was being exiles and captives in Babylon, the bigger problem was much worse. The Israelites, along with all people, were captives to Satan, sin, and death, and were exiled from God's holy presence. And several verses in O Come, Emmanuel speak to this dilemma, using words and phrases like captive and exile, Satan's tyranny, the grave, gloomy clouds of night, death's dark shadows, and sad divisions. The longing, the crying out for Emmanuel, for God to be with them, was really much more than just a plea for freedom from Babylonian captivity. It was a cry for God to deliver them from Satan, sin, and death. And through the prophet Isaiah and many others, God promised to deliver them and to save them. He promised that he would send a child, his son, to be with his people, to be Emmanuel, God with us. And God did send his son, born of the Virgin Mary. And he was called Emmanuel, for God was with his people in and through the baby boy. And the boy was named Jesus, which means God saves. And the two names, both of which the angel spoke of to Joseph, go hand in hand. The God who is Emmanuel is the God who saves. The God that was with the people of Israel was the God that sent his son to save them. God saves those whom he is with. And God is with those whom he saves. Jesus was sent to bring joy to the world. And he did this through his life, death, and resurrection. Through his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, Jesus defeated Satan's tyranny and put death's dark shadows to flight. And this is the same God who is with us today. The same God who saves us, Jesus, Emmanuel. But is God really with us? Well, intellectually and piously, we may know that God is with us. But in the everyday grind of our lives, it may be a bit harder to actually believe. Maybe especially this year, with all of its craziness and hardships, it's a bit tougher to actually believe that God really is with us. Perhaps it might be easier to believe that God has abandoned us. But God has always been and always will be with his people. The reality of Emmanuel, God with us, is not dependent upon life circumstances. God is with us in the joyous and happy times in life, and he's with us in the dark and difficult times. And the proof is in Jesus. The Son of God literally became God with us when he was born into this world. He lived with people, worked with people, ministered to people, and died with and for people. That Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, is not just an abstract idea or pious sentiment. That Jesus is Emmanuel was not just a reality for Mary and Joseph. And furthermore, Emmanuel is not just a title or name for Jesus. It's a promise. A promise given to all of God's people. A promise given to us. And it's significant that Matthew's gospel both begins and ends with the notion of God with us. Matthew 1:23, which we heard a few moments ago, quotes Isaiah, declaring the soon-to-be-born Jesus to be Emmanuel. But all the way at the end of Matthew, in chapter 28, after his resurrection and shortly before his ascension, Jesus, Emmanuel, spoke these words to his disciples, words inscribed upon the front of our baptismal font. All authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. He who is the beginning and the end is always with his people. Jesus has given the promise that he, Emmanuel, will always be with his disciples. He gave this promise to you in your baptism, when you are baptized into God's holy name. For in and through Jesus, God is with you and has saved you. For Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is the one who has ransomed captive sinners from their exile. It is God with us who frees people from Satan's tyranny and gives them victory over the grave. God with us is the one who through this victory disperses the gloomy clouds of night and puts death's dark shadows to flight. God with us is the one who ceases all sad divisions, who is our King of Peace. For Jesus, Emmanuel, is with you. He's with you as you're isolated from family and friends. Jesus, Emmanuel, is with you when you or your loved one receive the bad news from the doctor. Jesus, Emmanuel, is with you when that relationship ends, when the other person walks away, when the divorce papers are finalized. Jesus, Emmanuel, is with you in the midst of the political uncertainty and social unrest in our nation. Jesus, Emmanuel, is with you when life is overwhelming or chaotic, boring or unfulfilling, stagnant or just plain tiresome. Jesus, Emmanuel, is with you when your loved one dies. Earlier today, we had the funeral service for our sister in Christ, Dixie Rohde. And the Old Testament reading for her funeral came from Isaiah chapter 46, verses 3 through 4, where God declares, "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnants of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am he, and to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear. I will carry, and will save." These words speak to God's presence with his people. From baptism to the grave, God is with his people. God was with Dixie. And even now, as she rests in Christ and awaits the resurrection of the dead, she is with God. And more importantly, God is with her. Jesus Emmanuel was with and continues to be with Dixie. Jesus Emmanuel will be with you when you take your final breath, when you yourself enter the grave. Jesus Emmanuel will be with you when he returns and raises you from the dead to live in the new creation with him and all the saints, where God will finally and completely make everything okay. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thus the psalmist declared in Psalm 118. And by faith, we believe this to be true. And every single day of 2020 was the Lord's day, a day made by him. And Emmanuel was with his people every single day of 2020. Emmanuel has been with you every single day of 2020. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.